ladies not for turning.
If current polls turn out to be accurate, and I have my doubts, Helen Clark has more pressing concerns than how the world will mark the 50th anniversary of her entry into public life. I just hope it will be a little more seemly than the treatment of Margaret Thatcher this week. She wasn't for turning back in 1981, but this week, Lady Thatcher had her panache and grace marked in the July issue of British Vogue, with a photo spread by Mario Testino, who's probably best known for the last official photos of Princess Diana. And on Friday, we saw the premiere of the saucy heroine of a BBC biopic, unpromisingly titled The Long Walk to Finchley. Saucy? The Iron Lady? Madam Milk Snatcher? Apparently so. Depending on which paper you read, the decade she spent trying, and mostly failing, to gain selection for a winnable seat before entering the Commons in 1959 was the age of Maggie the Minx, if you read the downmarket Daily Mail, who wins over one crusty old Tory grandee with a coquettish leg-crossing exhibition that Sharon Stone herself would have been proud of. Ooh. That would be gross enough, even if it wasn't coming from the usually more sober Daily Telegraph. Now, I'm not arguing that Margaret Thatcher was a sexless ninny, but why the hell does she have to be sexed up for prime time when the reality was dramatic enough? Writer Tony Saint describes The Long Walk to Finchley as having the feel of an Ealing comedy, and that's a problem. John Campbell's excellent biography pulls no punches at the pervasive and sometimes ugly sexism she had to face from the kind of old guard Tories who were beyond parody. But what was deadly serious was a kind of ambition, driving energy and intelligence that ultimately got her a lot further than stunning the grandees with a flash of ankle from under a navy blue twin set. Love her or hate her, and there's plenty of both 18 years after she was turned out of Downing Street, it's rather sad that a woman who is arguably the most influential and controversial female politician of the 20th century is stuck between Vogue kitsch and a television biopic whose idea of humanising a woman in politics is turning her into Barbara Windsor and Carry On Tory. Let's just hope that we're going to give a little more credit to the likes of Clark, Shipley and Richardson, and ourselves, because you don't have to be a bra-burning feminist to find that there's nothing clever about treating intelligence like a turn-off.